Southeastern Wyoming may see some snow this weekend, but if you've tried skiing there over the past month or so, you may have run into a problem: dirt. With temperatures consistently in the 40s and 50s and little precipitation, snowpack in this part of the state is well below average. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard finds out what this could mean for the rest of the season.
Cross-country skiing on icy slush isn't fun. Just ask Matthew Klump, a sophomore at the U.S. Air Force Academy. He's just finished skiing a Valentine's Day weekend race at Happy Jack, and he's recounting it with some of his teammates.
Hadn't snowed in a while, so it had iced over, and it was pretty tough.
Tough conditions meant a nasty end of the race for Klump.
All the corners, you had to be careful, and on this last corner, I came down it, and I lost my balance, so my upper body went back. I threw my hands up, and then I corrected, and I went face first into a snowbank.
This winter's warm temperatures and low precipitation have made icy slush pretty common in southeastern Wyoming this year. The Holiday Hurrah, another race that took place at Happy Jack back in December, also had poor conditions. The State Parks Ice Festival, which normally takes place in Cheyenne at the end of February, was canceled due to, quote, unseasonably warm weather. And snowpack is way, way down in the southeast, at about 75 to 85% of normal levels. Many people think of Wyoming as a winter playground. Cross-country and downhill skiing, snowshoeing, snowboarding, ice fishing, these activities are more difficult when it's brown. And that may be a bummer for snow lovers, but how unusual is it?
That first couple weeks in February was tracking what it would be like in a warm March.
That's Chris Nicholson, director of the Wyoming Water Resources Data System. He says this January was the state's ninth warmest on record, but our surprise at this kind of weather might also be a symptom of our own short-term memory.
So we have had nine Januaries that were warmer in the past, and I can't exactly remember when those were, but oftentimes people's memories with snow and water and everything is kind of, it's often a really short window.
And he says a few weeks of warm temperatures alone don't mean too much. After all, weather can vary a wide degree over the winter and across the state. For example, in Jackson and other areas in the Northwest, snowpack is actually far above average. But if warm weather persists in the Southeast,
then yeah, our snowpack's going to be down, and that has pretty big ramifications for like the irrigation season later in July, August, September.
Ramifications like drought and low water levels. Jim Fahey works as hydrologist at the National Weather Service's office in Riverton. He tracks snowmelt and streamflow. He says eastern Wyoming may be off to a slow start as far as snowpack is concerned, but the crucial months for monitoring precipitation are March, April, and May.
As far as precipitation numbers, there's stations that can get up to 50-55% of their precip for the year in that three-month period east of the Continental Divide.
Which means scientists like Nicholson and Fahey won't really be concerned for at least a few more weeks. So there's still a good possibility that the air will freeze, the snow will fall, and Wyoming's eastern snowpack will once again be deep and powdery. But if you are suiting up for the slush, you might want to be a little more careful. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.